Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is with me here in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Cynthia Sibitsky is calling from Hazlitt, Texas, right outside Fort Worth. Cynthia, welcome to PT.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, great to have you. Cynthia, tell me about your musical background.
Well, it started in fourth grade when my cousin came over and said she was going to be in the school orchestra playing the violin. And so I stamped my little foot until my daddy said, okay. So I started with violin in fourth, piano in fifth. And then Mr. John Kenny in high school said, what are you going to be? I said, a teacher. He said, no, you're going to be a music teacher. And I have a bachelor's and a master's degree in music education. I just retired after 38 years of teaching.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing your love of music with the next generations of music students. Thank you. That's great work.
Thank you.
Well, let's see if we can put all of that music education to practice here and on this Piano Puzzler. Your job will be to see if you can name the hidden tune and also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And Cynthia, I don't know what's coming either, so if you happen to get stuck, I can be your phone-a-friend. You can call on me and we can try to brainstorm on this together, okay?
Great, I've got you on speed dial.
Okay. Cynthia, here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Cynthia, what do you think?
Well, I think that when my husband takes me dancing cheek to cheek, I'm in heaven.
Very nice.
My guess is cheek to cheek.
Yes. Well, that's what it sounded like to me. I should let
Yes.
Bruce
oh, okay. Absolutely. Yes. No question about
so
that.
So that was the hidden tune, cheek to cheek. And what about the composer whose style Bruce was imitating there?
Well, that one's going to be a little tougher. I'm guessing late classical period.
That's a very good guess. This is more early romantic than late classical, but it's a similar
okay.
similar world.
Then I'm going to go with my gut and say Beethoven.
Well, I can understand that. This is a person a little later than Beethoven and very, very influenced by Beethoven. So you're on the right track.
Bomb?
Well, you're still on the right track. But not quite.
I mean, we're talking about a German composer in the 1800s.
Schumann?
You know, you're hitting all of the right people around this person.
Schubert, Mendelssohn.
You did say it. One of those composers. So you have to...
Schubert.
The other one.
Mendelssohn.
Yes!
Felix Mendelssohn.
Yes. It's actually not merely in the style of Mendelssohn, but the entire accompaniment and everything is drawn from the Book of Songs Without Words, Book 1, Number 1, which has this exact accompaniment, the accompaniment all the way through, and many of the chords, too, which happen to fit quite well with Cheek to Cheek, and when they didn't, I had to massage the chords, but it fits together very nicely because the Irving Berlin tune is very romantic.
And if I could just rise to Cynthia's defense here a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Mendelssohn, in a way, is not as personally recognizable, maybe as some other composers.
Sure.
But in this case, you're quoting a particular song.
Exactly. It's actually a song without words with a song with words right on top of it, and both without words.
So Cynthia recognized that kind of early romantic German sound.
Yes.
And Cynthia, I think that's pretty much what you said along the way, isn't it?
Well, I think so. I'm not sure that's exactly what I said. But I had jotted down some notes while he was playing, and I had written Mendelssohn.
Oh, very good.
There you go.
But I backed away from it.
All right. Well, Cynthia, you recognized the tune instantly, and you found your way to Felix Mendelssohn. And Bruce, now that we know Cheek to Cheek, not just in the style of Mendelssohn, but closely imitating this song without words, can we hear this week's Puzzler one more time?
Sure.
They fit together so nicely.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it isn't Mendelssohn because it's, you know, some of those composers from that golden age of American songs, Irving Berlin and Gershwin and Harold Arlen and Cole Porter, their tunes are really like 19th century lead You know, they really fit together, like the leader of Schubert.
In this case, cheek to cheek, not only in the style of Felix Mendelssohn, but very closely imitating the Song Without Words, the first of the Songs Without Words by Felix Mendelssohn. This week's Piano Puzzler from Bruce Adolph, Cynthia Sibitsky from Hazlitt, Texas. Nicely done. You found your way to Mendelssohn and you recognized the song instantly. Well done.
Thank you so much. It was a great treat to be on the air with you.
Oh, really nice to have you. And Cynthia, when you're not playing on the air, how do you listen to Piano Puzzlers?
iPod podcast.
Oh, the Puzzler podcast, which you can find on the PT homepage at yourclassical.org or on iTunes or wherever you like to get your podcasts. Cynthia Sibitsky, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Hi, Fred Child here, just dropping in quick. Thanks for playing along with this week's Piano Puzzler. So what's next on your playlist? I'd like to suggest the New Classical Tracks podcast hosted by my friend Julie Amaker. Every episode takes an in-depth look at a new and notable classical album release with the artists on the album. It's like your personal backstage pass to a fantastic concert. Check out New Classical Tracks wherever you get your podcasts.